Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. In case you missed it, Vinny is engaged. That's a little love song for you, Vinny.
Oh, that was a...
For you.
You played that for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks. That's nice of you.
Yeah.
Hey, our new intern had a question.
What are you playing this for?
Because it's the Here Comes the Bride.
The future this is your life?
And yours too,
This
Bryn.
Is what they leave to, right?
Yeah, Bryn.
It's going to be hard for you to bring this up and razz him when you've been engaged for 2 years.
I've played this for myself before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not razzing him.
We have a new intern. Her name is Marlena or something like that. You know
something
her?
Like
yeah.
That.
Okay, got it. Marlena. Job, buddy. Something like that.
She was wondering if you
hey
guys
you,
do a
I think
double.
Her name is.
If you guys do the double wedding, do the tuxedos have to match and the bride's dresses have to match?
Oh, no. I think that they should have, it should almost look like two totally separate ceremonies happening at the same time. We'll work out all the details. Okay. Don't worry. It's going to be a great double wedding. Can't wait for that. This part of the show is brought to you by Travel and Adventure Shows. We are doing a live secret show this coming Wednesday on the actual day of Valentine's. People are going to be extra excited now. I mean, the love is real,
Woo!
Man. It's going to be a big deal. If anyone wants to do a proposal, let us know. You know, we'll let you, you know, take a
mic. Do you
want
to piggyback off of this?
Yeah, if you want to. We're in the mood for it. We didn't get to see one of the proposals that happened recently. I think we got to see Bryn's, right? He had video of it.
Oh, yeah. We did at the restaurant.
We didn't get to see Vinny's, though. Vinny hid it from us for months. So on Wednesday, we'd love you to, exercise, show your love. We're going to be down at the Fairmont in San Jose. And not our first time there either. Somehow, you know, we've convinced them to have us back. They know what the show's all about. The Fairmont is completely down with the secret show, which says a lot about them. All good, of course. You have to be over 21 to win. And all day long today and tomorrow, we might have a few tickets next week, but I don't know. We're getting pretty tight
I don't
on
think
this.
So.
These could be your last chances.
Yeah.
So right now, through 4 o'clock today, every hour, you're going to have a chance to be caller number 97. And when you're weigh in, 800-400-3697, we'll take caller number 97 right now. You have to be over 21. Bring cash for the bar. Tony Caters and the Fairmont are doing a light lunch. So we'll feed you. Really, take the rest of the day off. Let yourself loose. Have a little fun.
I'm just throwing this out there. I really hope Susan Larkin shows up, too.
She can't. She already told me. She's got some... She's away or something.
Whatever.
She's sad. She's bummed that she can't be there.
It's too bad.
Yeah, she told us that at the meeting.
Oh, yeah. That's
the
where it
lunch
was.
That
the
we
lunch
were
that we went to last week. So she's very sorry. She wishes that she could come. So if you want to win, call now, 800-400-3697. Find your next vacation at the San Francisco Travel and Adventure Show, February 17th and 18th at the Santa Clara Convention Center. You can get tickets at travelshows.com. All right, we're going to start with Drake. God's plan.
Yeah,
it's God's plan.
Right. Don't make fun of him.
No, he's a great singer. You're right.
Oh, my God, I know. Wow.
Absolutely.
What a talent. He's amazing. Crank it up. Let's listen
number
to this.
Number one song
this
in the country, everybody.
You got that text somebody sent to us?
Oh, right. A few have piled on top of that one since we last talked about that, Sarah. I'm sorry. I may have lost it.
Bad things. God's plan. Bad things. God's plan. So it looks like he's my guess is this one. Boy. And the dancing in this one too. Wow.
Yeah.
Sky, what a talent.
Play work.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Here it is. 707 says, "Dear Sarah and Vinny, Drake's music was not written for old white people." From one of your older black listeners.
Yeah, we're well aware, but thanks for mansplaining it to us.
Right.
We get it. It's clearly not for us. Der. So Drake has been in a giving mood this week. And the suspicion is that he's filming every single one of these things and going to put them in the God Plan video.
Well, it's clear he's got a PR team working on his behalf because right. we know every nice thing he's done.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And he did more yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He presented a $50,000 check to an organization. Let's see. He dropped by someplace called Lotus House, Miami's only shelter for homeless women and children. Dished out toys and games to 140 kids, handed out $150 gift cards to 130 women, and cut a $50,000 check. The money is going to go directly toward funding a new shelter, which recently opened and holds 500 beds. And of course, they're super psyched and they're tweeting about it. The spree has also included spending $50,000 on groceries for random Miami shoppers, a $50,000 donation check to a student at the University of Miami, $25,000 to a high school. We did hear that everywhere he's been going, he has a camera crew with him.
Mm.
And the rumor is that it's for his God's plan. Bad things. God's plan.
Two of them are in the studio.
We're not his enemies. We just... I don't get it. I freely admit it.
And we don't have to get it.
That, right. Oh, you don't get it either?
No, I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Does Vaughn like this?
He doesn't
love
Drake.
Yes, Vaughn
likes
Drake.
This. He told us. He likes him, but he doesn't love him.
Do you like this one, Vaughn? Yeah, oh, he said, eh.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, is he a rapper? All right. I'll listen to him rap. Is he a singer? He's not a great singer.
Please stop singing. I think
like,
it's
to
a,
me, that's right. not... And God I like plan. Rap that God I plan. Like speed and flow. I like to hear someone who's
like nail it.
Yeah, I
like
that.
I like a story.
You
I don't even
I
care how
to?
Fast you are. I want it to be cool. And
I bought for the missus. I bought Missy Elliott
because
that's someone that she was like, I got to have that. That's what I listened to. The Missy with the one album.
Super Duper Fly.
That.
It's got to give me some Cinnabon. That yeah, that's the one. And then is that the
minute.
One? Is that the same one? The rain can't stop the rain.
No, that's a different one.
No, this is
how do you know this so much?
I love Missy Elliott. I'm not a super fan or anything, but I really like her. And I used to listen to Supa Dupa Fly because I was trying to be Supa Dupa Fly. Didn't work out, but I was trying.
So on this album, and you can't play it because it's definitely got language, but.
You might be able to find the cleaned up versions.
I hear this rapper start, and I'm like, oh, my God, who's that? Because it didn't sound like Missy Elliott. And she goes, I don't know. And I was like, that, and it's DeBrat. Does anybody know who that is?
Yeah.
Oh.
She does a feature on it, and she starts out kind of janky.
Yeah.
Like working up, and then she just starts firing.
Ripping.
Speed and flow. I'm like, that's what you want to hear right there. That, I'm into that. Good. I can't remember what song it's on. I think it's Socket Simi. But it's dirty.
Well, sometimes you can get cusses. Like a radio edit on Apple.
She's good.
I don't know what you're looking at Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah, Supa Dupa Fly. That's the album. And it's Socket Toomey's the song. There you go.
Okay, this is great. Turn this up. Can you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Look at Sarah.
Gotta work it.
Did you do that edit? Did you flip that?
No, that she actually does that because she reverses it.
Oh.
Yeah, she talks about it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let me see if I can. I'll be back.
Okay. Yeah,
I'll be back.
Listen to some of that.
I'm going to go with you.
Me too.
You wish, Vinny. If you ever wanted to crawl out, now's the time, right?
Right. In case you weren't here, I don't know, half an hour ago.
Everyone's been here.
I don't think
fine.
So. There might
Let's
be some people.
Get to that.
Vinny finally confirmed what we've all known for months.
Which is?
He is engaged. He put a throwback Thursday picture up. We believe we're talking early November.
Yeah.
People are saying it looks like October.
Oh,
because people know.
Yeah.
People know stuff.
who said that? The derelict that was trying to browbeat off the
yes,
rock?
That one.
Bastard would not take a hint.
I'm back.
Wait.
Beat it, dude.
What
Jeez.
Are you about to do? Because I want to say something.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
So people are asking, has Vinny Facebook declared this, his engagement, that he's engaged? So
you know what? I don't go to Facebook enough to give two pieces of poo about what declare is on
How about
there.
Dusty's?
Yeah, you know what? She doesn't go to that either.
Yeah, sure she does.
Check and see if she
All right,
did.
So Vinny has not Facebook declared it. We're looking at... Do we say her first name?
Yeah.
Christina? Mm-hmm. All right.
Might as well. She's about to be his wife.
She also has Facebook declared.
Oh, did you tell her not to do that, Vinny?
Leave her a message.
Yeah, I told her.
Yeah.
Vinny doesn't lay down all the rules. And here we are, but don't tell anybody.
Right. Well, clearly she didn't because we would have gotten back to us.
Well, she's been posting pictures with that
ring
on.
Yeah, she hasn't been holding back, trust me. Yeah. The pictures she... There were a couple I went, oh, God. There's one. I think she's got her hand on a lady's tummy. And there it is.
That's one of the ones that got sent to us.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So
but
what
you
do you
can't say no.
Well, what do you want me to say?
Yes.
I was trying to avoid
this. I want you to not lie to us.
Game over, Vinny.
Game
We want the
over
truth.
For once.
Anyway, you were saying about Drake.
I was done with that.
How's Drake doing?
Yeah. I was done with that.
So back to the God's plan.
God's plan.
His album coming out.
Oh, did you get the brat
video?
I didn't.
It's too dirty, right?
Yeah, I couldn't.
All
of the
says dirty stuff
right now. Maybe I can.
All of the good deeds he's been doing, we believe, are going to be in the God's Plan video.
So but he's probably writing this stuff off. It's not like it's coming out of his bank account,
well,
right?
I don't
hey,
know.
Either way,
write-offs have changed considerably since.
Yeah.
Well, it's good if you're a big corporation. It's all good for you. Yeah. I'm sure he's a far bigger corporation than anyone that we know as an individual hanging on by their little skinny fingernails. Oh, please let me keep my company. Okay.
So I have that thing reversed. So for the longest time, I was wondering what she says, and she reverses it, this part. So if you reverse that, it sounds like this.
Oh, right.
That's
oh,
what she
so
does
funny.
In the song, yeah.
But inverse
that Missy's so clever.
She is clever. Can't stop the rain.
And then I heard this voice in the background on that album while we were driving around running errands. I'm like, I've heard that dude's voice dropped in all over the place.
Who?
Who's that? And we looked it up. It's Timbaland. And I guess as the producer, that's why I've heard his darn voice on a million hits, because he puts it in.
Well, why wouldn't you? You know, now you get some performance royalties too.
Sure.
Rake it in. So let me look at how many likes we have on Vinny's engagement announcement.
Well, he has 400 comments last time I looked.
Oh, he had 477 last time I looked, and he had within 24 minutes he had 2,500 likes. So let's have a look. Let's see if I can find this here. It's going to take me a while.
He has 3,500 likes.
Oh, great! Thank you for looking that up. 3,500 likes. Let's get this. No, what's the most liked thing we've ever had?
Diamond got 8,000 likes.
Oh, my God. 8,000 likes? Did you
almost
repost 9, this on the Alice 973
No, I was
going to
do that
Instagram?
Tomorrow. Oh. Just drag it out one more day. You know how we do it here.
Yeah, sure.
On the opposite side, the picture of me and Rudy for the film we're going to be reviewing on the Alice 973 Instagram has 340 likes. Maybe we can bump that one up, everybody. Only 340 for me and Rudy.
If you want to check these out, Alice973 on Instagram follows all of us. So if you just look in there, we're all basically under our names. Vin Hassan, Clarky Clark, Uzette is just Uzette, Human TV.
Yes, the best.
Brinny Boy, even Vonda Wizard. Our girl Vonda, who runs our
Vonda.
Camera.
I laugh every time I see it.
You're like, who's Vonda?
I love him so much, but I'm like, Vonda, come on.
So, speaking of things, so 8,000 is our record for likes. Well, Kylie Jenner has broken our record.
Oh, what did she post?
Well, she posted a picture of her new baby, Stormy, with an I.
How many likes?
Not Daniels. It is now the most liked
thing
ever posted on Instagram.
I'm looking at the number. What number do you have?
Let's see. As of Wednesday, 13.6 million.
So right now it's at 15,215,000 likes.
Oh, man, it is outdistancing the other.
Wait, this is Kylie?
Yeah.
Kylie's this is the picture. It's the baby out of focus in the background. Her thumb, her beautifully manicured thumb, with the baby's hand holding onto it.
Yeah.
I thought Kylie was the Kardashian nobody liked.
Oh, no, she's the best one.
Kylie's the best one?
She's so young.
She's the youngest
She's going
one.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh.
All the Kardashians are pretty well. I think Rob's the one nobody likes. He's the Kardashian.
Yeah, everybody just feels sorry for him.
I thought first place was Beyonce pregnant.
That is now number two.
With how many?
11.2 million.
Oh, wow.
Beyonce's February 2017 post displaying her pregnant belly. That's number two with 11.2 million likes. And Ronaldo's picture of his girlfriend and his fourth child has 11.3. Oh, she's number three. So Ronaldo is in number two place. And it sounds like, I mean, if she's already at 15 million likes, this is going to go crazy.
I bet Kim is so jealous.
Oh, my God. She's got to put something
Kylie up immediately. Kylie broke the internet.
I'm looking at the picture of Diamond Brin's baby on the Alice Instagram. It actually has 9,000 likes.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Nice.
That's amazing. Little Diamond. Jing Ha?
What'd you just say?
Jing Ha?
I don't know. Something like
Jing
that.
Jing Ha?
Jing Ha? Jing He?
Pick that up again.
Jing Hu? Pho? How do you say it in Vietnamese? I don't think we ever did that.
Yeah, he did it. What is it? One more time?
Oh, yeah, what is it? What is it? You did say it.
I think it's Kim Gung. Somebody corrected me.
Kim Gung.
A different version.
What did you say?
I said Hope Song, which is another way to say it, I think. Maybe I'm wrong. I think
Kim Gung?
May have said stone or something like that.
Say it one more time.
You called your baby a rock?
No, like a gemstone, oh, I thought.
A precious stone.
Yeah, but here it is. I think it's Zhuan Shi. Hold on.
Zhuan Shi? That's it. Zhuan Shi. Yeah. Is that a she?
That's the Mandarin version.
Yeah.
Now what's the Cantonese version?
No, the Cantonese one doesn't pop up.
Oh.
Oh, right.
It's hard to find.
Yeah. They don't have
what's diamond in Vietnamese again?
Kim Gung.
Kim Gung.
Kim Gung.
Kim Gung.
Zhuan Shi.
I found the Sakatimi clean version here if you want to hear that.
Okay. Yeah. Way to get it off of you.
Vinny, you need some buttons on your side.
No,
that's why
all
we don't
I got
give him
is
any.
This.
Shame.
Let me jump ahead.
I've got this.
Right? I'm driving them off. That? Who's that? Tell me who that Funny. Is. That is so good. Yeah, that is killer. Love that. Speed and flow, everyone. That's what you want in your rap. Speed and flow. Says the white guy in the show,
right,
who probably nobody listens to about what they want in their rap, but I like it.
Well, it seems like you want something different than what we're being given. I swear to God, sometimes there'll be six or seven songs in the top 10 songs in the country at this moment that are the same song.
Right. Well, and
horrible.
You know what? I don't even know Dub Rat. Like, that is the only thing I've ever heard from that person.
I feel
person.
Like there were stories about her a few years ago.
Probably. Like, she's been around for a while now. She, I know her. I watch her on a TV show.
Oh,
she's, oh, maybe
do you know who Ricky
right.
Smiley is? He's no. a radio guy. I don't know if he's out of Atlanta. He's syndicated, but she is on his show.
Oh.
He has a show called The Ricky Smiley Show. Actually, he has two shows that I watch.
I don't even know that name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me
he's
either.
Been around a long time, too.
All right.
Anyway, Kylie Jenner broke the internet.
Good for her.
The Spice Girls are apparently reuniting for a tour. That's right.
They need
all
the money?
Five, yes. Well, some of them do. Posh doesn't need the money. Like, she's a pretty successful designer and married to an incredibly rich David Beckham.
The thing I read, too, was that they turn her down. She's not singing. She can't sing.
Who?
Yeah. Posh.
The Posh.
Really? Listen, none of them is a great singer. Let's face it. We've all heard the Spice Girls records. But a lot of acts are retiring from the road, and unexpectedly, the Spice Girls are... They don't have any dates announced yet, but they're talking about end of the summer kicking off a big tour. Here's a picture of the five of them. You know, I got to say, I know it's been 20 years. They all still look pretty good.
Well.
I love Jerry Halliwell. She's my favorite.
Hey, Christina
heard
wrote
much from her.
Christina wrote me back. What am I asking her again? Are you going to Facebook declare it, right?
Yes,
Are you
Okay. And also, did you say congratulations?
Oh, me?
Make sure you say congratulations to her.
From all of us.
Yeah, from all of us. And tell her how hurt our feelings were that Vinny wouldn't share her big news with us.
Should I ask her about the engagement party, too?
Yes.
All right, you got it.
And suggest an engagement / housewarming party.
If anyone out there is wondering why I don't
what's
come right out with stuff, listen to this nonsense.
We don't know what you're
talking
about.
We don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
And by the way,
Vincent.
This is it's just your turn today.
Okay.
Let's mark this day, and then when our ratings come out, I bet there's a huge
Oh,
spike.
My God, right.
Well, you're welcome then.
Thank you, Vinny.
Yes, thank you. Keep these life moments coming.
Uh-huh.
So the Posh, the Spice Girls, Posh has long been the holdout, too, for them getting back together and doing a tour. So whether or not they let her sing, it does. She never likes to smile. It's rare to see a picture of her smiling, which I actually think makes her look like a sourpuss. But she doesn't like the way she looks when she smiles. So there's been talk about a possible reunion for years. They last performed together, and by perform I mean lip-synced and moved around a little, at the 2012 Summer Olympics closing ceremony in London. They did a medley of Wannabe and Spice Up Your Life. They're not talking about new songs or any of that. It's just going to be a tour so that, I don't know, people my age can... I mean, who were their fans? When I was 30 when those things came out, I wasn't...
Yeah.
They weren't for me. Anyway, she... let's see. One of the allures is money. The source is saying they will not get paid equally. Like, they had to cough up more money for Posh to join the crew. Like, Baby Spice is like, oh my God, I haven't done anything in 20 years. I'll do it for free. I just want to do something. So it's a great venture. And she likes to have things, supposedly, that are separate from her husband. And I don't know. I guess maybe they're going to get a divorce now. Oh, boy. Let me see. I got to find something good. Stormy Daniels, the porn star, gave some advice to Kylie Jenner's Stormy.
Oh, this is good. What'd she say?
She said she thinks it's just a coincidence.
Oh, really?
That the little girl's named Stormy with an I. But she better be prepared to hang on to her heart because little girls named Stormy are known to cause trouble. She said that it's a tough name to live up to. Stormy, you gotta be fierce. So that's her. That's her advice. It's awesome. Porn star advice.
Porn star giving advice to a Kardashian daughter.
Gotta be fierce, exactly.
Got it.
Yep. The world.
It is a crazy place, isn't
it's
it?
Great. What's coming up in the news, man? More details about your engagement?
Awesome. Like
that? Hopefully we'll get an answer back from Christina. I know you're listening.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, and what a show it has been.
It sure has. Boy, Sarah, you nailed it.
Yeah, I did. Hooman, what's the latest developments in Vinny's engagement?
Well, should we have it brought to you by something?
I've already said the
internet. Oh, okay, yep. Great. So I wrote to Vinny's fiance during the break, and I said, hey, are you there? She said, for one sec, I'm about to take Isla to school. So I said, okay, well, I'll make it quick. Congrats on the engagement. A couple questions. When is the engagement party? And number two, are you going to Facebook declare your engagement?
Oh.
And she wrote back, ha, 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 probably neither will happen, LOL. Thanks for your note of congrats. So Yuzette said, maybe you should write to her and say, we guess Vinny got to you, huh?
And did you write that?
No.
Oh,
I
yeah.
was
oh,
waiting
for sure. You should
second approval.
Yes, 100%. It looks all like right. You're living by Vinny's rules. I mean, you're going to be his wife, so.
Oh.
Let's get that locked down. All right, that's a good one, woman. Thank you. Good job.
Sure.
Way to go. No freezers, no microwaves, no heat lamps ever. And In-N-Out Burger, always fresh, is the only way. Come taste the In-N-Out difference.
The Radio Alice Report.
I would love to.
I have a text for you from, I don't know where this one's from. It says, why don't you guys shut up and leave Vinny alone? Jeez.
I think that's from Vinny's 415 number.
Vinny, hey, use that. Vinny just texted into the show.
What did
I did
say?
Not.
He said, why don't you guys shut up and leave Vinny alone? Jeez.
We love Vinny.
This Alice
We're so excited for him. I can't believe
so
he waited
excited.
This long to share the news with us. Later.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon on Alice. She's got a great radio. She is in today, right?
Today, yes. Hit it!
Jane, you're playing a game called Called Hard to Get By Its Real Name. Making believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane!
Jane's a great radio show host. She knows how to pick the music.
And the outfits.
She's a good Instagrammer and a good Facebooker and a great snapper as well.
I like the shades of black that she wears.
Uh-huh. I know. 50 Shades of Black.
Right.
Speaking of, I think there's a movie review.
Oh, yeah.
There is.
Coming up here very
soon. Thank you
soon.
So much. Yes, everyone, 50 Shades
that
Freed.
That wasn't an invite to jump in. I was just going to do that
mean.
For you.
So mean.
movie review coming up, everyone. Anyway, let's begin with a couple quick notes. The Olympics already began, yes. But the actual opening ceremonies will be tomorrow, we think at 5 p.m.
Tomorrow in the evening.
It's a real mystery how they plan to do all this with the time differences.
The actual opening ceremonies are 3 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
Right.
So then they'll just cut a show together, and that'll be nice. They can cut out all the stuff that's boring. Oh, wait, they never do that. Okay.
Right. Also, Pebble Beach happening down south. Big golf pro-am. That starts today through
Sunday.
Well,
they're getting nice weather for it, that's for sure. Jeez.
Beautiful.
I think it's dicey to schedule that for February 8th.
So this is happening right now as we speak. I mentioned the Battle of the Tech Titans. So former Uber CEO Travis Kalanick was in court yesterday and confronted with old texts that suggested he was willing to go to any lengths to surpass a Google self-driving car project. Mm-hmm. So they're in court right now having this out, which is pretty interesting. And as I read the story, it's riveting because there is a lot of stuff. So I didn't know this. Apparently, Google, from what I've been able to read in this article, Google was an early investor in Uber.
That's right. They gave him $300 million.
Oh.
So Kalanick is now playing himself like the little brother who's been scorned in court. He's saying they were the company, and Google's saying, dude, you totally stole some of our secrets.
So Waymo is a Google company.
But that was...
That's
like
their self-driving car
right,
division.
But that was... For a while, it was all under Google. Then they put Alphabet as the name of the company,
parent,
the parent.
Right.
And they've got all these separate sides things. But it's all Google. Anyway, the other name that's important here is the former Google engineer, Anthony Lewandowski. I guess Kalanick was on the witness stand for the second day yesterday to answer allegations. He teamed up with Lewandowski to rip off self-driving car technology now owned by Waymo, the Google spinoff. This was back a year ago. No, 2 years ago now, in February. Kalanick agreed with a comment by Lewandowski that second place is for the first loser.
Oh, two O's.
Mm-hmm.
Dummy.
They go on and on. They've got all the texts between these two that are being presented in court.
And this guy was part of the development of, I mean, he definitely left Waymo with proprietary information and shared it.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen to Uber?
In a later text, Lewandowski told Kalanick, we do need to think through our strategy to take all the shortcuts we can find, which includes, you know.
Right.
Waymo alleges Lewandowski heisted 8 trade secrets from Google before leaving the company in January of 2016. He started his own startup, Otto, which Uber bought a few months later for $680 million.
Whoa.
The two had been talking prior to that startup, so they were clearly in bed together before.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, so that was all their cover-up, I guess.
Feels like collusion.
Yeah. Uber and Google were once partners, although their interests later began to collide because Google decided they were going to take Uber's business from them.
Oh.
And they've got Larry Page possibly on the stand today from Google. They say here, Kalanick recalled that Uber only had a few hundred employees in the summer of 2013 when Google was negotiating to make a major investment in the ride-hailing service. And then later they decided they wanted that business for themselves. In fact, the testimony is supported by internal Google documents already displayed in the trial showing plans to consume all of Uber's profits by 2025. These are internal documents.
So basically, they're both sucky.
Well, they're business, they're competing businesses. But you can't take trade secrets or people from companies. the way that they have. I don't think, anyway.
I mean, certainly the trade secret thing is...
So that's all going
damning.
Down in court right now, which right. I thought was kind of riveting.
Well, I'm super glad that's not what I'm doing today.
One other thing worth mentioning is that Google gave Lyft a $1 billion investment.
$1 billion?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
boy, they just throw money around like it's... I guess it is growing on trees down there. I got to get a tree down there.
You do.
I mean, damn it.
Well, Google's about to build their own part of San Jose, too. I mean, that's like...
Their own mini town.
Yeah, that's happening. And it's sort of... you know, it's not in the paper every day, but they're fully building their own thing. Okay, you tell me if this is wrong.
It's wrong.
Hold on.
And you have to ask.
Well, let me tell the story first. Last fall, a woman named Denise Robertson was living with her boyfriend, Maurice Thibault. This was in Canada. They've been living together for over 2 years. They'd always played the lottery together.
Mm-hmm.
On September 20th, Denise heard on the radio that a winning ticket had been sold in Chatham, where they live. Maurice had bought their tickets that week, so she asked him if it was one of the ones he got. Did we win the lottery? He said, nope, we lost. When she got home from work the next day, he was gone. His clothes were gone, his toothbrush was gone, all his stuff was gone, and his passport also gone. He didn't respond to any of her calls or messages because, yeah, it turns out he did win the lottery. He had the ticket for the $4.9 million jackpot, which he didn't want to share with her.
Mm-hmm. How long have they been together?
2 years.
Living together?
Well
obviously,
just say together.
That's crap, isn't it? Yeah,
Denise
that's
just
not
filed
wrong.
A lawsuit against him.
That's
for...
only 2 years.
What's what? Wait, it's not wrong.
No. It sucks. It's crummy, but yeah, it's his ticket, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, lady. This was just the impetus he needed to dump your ass.
Denise just filed a lawsuit against him for half the jackpot plus punitive damages.
Oh.
Because my heart will never heal.
Unless you put some money in it.
She says, we had an agreement to share everything if we ever won, regardless of who bought the ticket.
Well, that's something.
Maurice's lawyer says, they never had a deal.
Show me it in writing.
You give her some money and she'll be on her way.
I don't know.
She wants half and punitive.
Yeah, I don't know.
She wants all of it, basically.
The tax reality in Canada, but for $4.9 million, you pull taxes out of that. And then
take the lump sum. I mean, you're probably talking about $1 million.
Right. Mm. I'm sure he's, you know, going to want to hold on to all that.
It's a lot less than you think.
A 19-year-old guy in Pennsylvania named Lonnie Beatty did a bunch of LSD last month and started destroying the inside of his family's trailer.
All
this
right.
was about 30 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. He also tried to attack several family members, so he was having a bad trip, clearly.
Oh, poor thing.
The family dog bit him.
Oh, my God.
I bet he bit the dog first.
He ended up naked and covered in cooking oil when police showed up.
Oh,
what was he doing to the dog?
Oh, God. Is that why the dog bit him? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. That is
you know,
really...
none of you guys have ever done LSD, clearly.
Or banged a dog.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
There's like, that's the least sexual drug of all the things that you could possibly do.
Usually you don't destroy trailers or get bitten by the dog unless something, you know.
It usually ends up there, though.
He chased the dog around the trailer.
In sex?
Mm-hmm.
It does?
Well, it did for me.
Oh.
Just because no girls wanted to be around you,
usually
Vinny.
End up in some bushes somewhere. Like,
well, usually you did it with your guy friends, right?
Yeah, I mean,
and you were drinking the whole time,
right?
Yeah, I was usually doing it with the boyfriend.
Oh, all right. Well, that's fair to say then. I found myself
can't believe you
lost for an hour staring at the fish tank.
Oh my God, you guys, come here. Look at this. Fish tank would be awesome.
Oh, God, it was so awesome. And I just kept saying, put on Pink Floyd again. I just stay right here. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Anyway, He was covered. He was naked and covered in cooking oil when the police showed up. He jumped off the porch to get away from him. He started running around naked in the snow. They tased him, but he yanked the wires loose and kept running.
Oh. So it sounds like maybe more than just LSD was at work here.
I don't know.
That sounds very...
Hard to say.
Almost like angel dusty.
Mm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have you done angel dust?
No, but people go crazy. Or bath salts or something.
Yeah,
you know?
They get super strong.
Really strong. Yeah. Hard to stop. I don't know about the banging the dog thing. You know, that seems like just a side project he had going on.
You done angel
there.
Dust, Rudy?
Yeah, Rudy, any angel dust in
here? Right.
No, I haven't had the chance yet.
LSD, though?
I'm working on it, though.
LSD, do a little tripping?
Not yet.
How about the cocaine?
Haven't got to the alphabet drugs yet, but I'm working my way up there. I'm still working on the cannabis. We'll go from there.
Oh, okay. Right. Well,
he was initially
you know.
Charged with 24 different misdemeanors, but his family didn't want to press charges, so it's just two counts now, disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. Bad trip.
Yeah.
There in Pittsburgh.
Where'd he get bitten?
Doesn't say.
No, that's too bad.
The latest trend online is hashtag saggy boobs matter.
What?
Saggy boobs matter is the latest trend sweeping social media.
Do we... because we want saggy boobs?
I don't,
like, size matters because we want size. Saggy boobs matter...
Are they spelling saggy, S-A-G-G-Y?
Yes, sir. There's an empowering new movement on social media.
Just to ditch the bras again?
I don't know.
Did men start this?
I don't intend. No, this is actually...
I'm looking at the pictures. It's like... I don't...
I guess the person who started it says she hopes to inspire women who felt insecure about their cleavage and their formerly perky bosoms... to, I guess, be okay with it.
Well,
women are shamed when their bodies don't appease the male gaze.
Guys like all girls. I really do think that what we're worried about is what other women say about us. Like, I've never had a guy go, oh, you should put a bra on. But I've had a girl say that, you know.
I have a lot of thoughts on
that.
We
care way more about what girls think of us than what guys think of us because we know guys want to do us. That's right. You heard me.
You want it.
510 says, oh, I'm going to do some text now real quick before we get to the movies reviews.
Woo! That's coming up.
510 says, Sarah says she wants life moments coming. Wants to keep the life moments coming. Now that Vinny's finally popped the question, is Sarah going to have another baby?
That would be a life moment. I am 51 years old.
Oh, we can break that record, Sarah.
I don't think I'm fertile anymore.
I think you are.
I don't think so.
Try it.
I don't know.
Try it.
No.
Do it.
Not gonna.
Come on.
No.
All right.
I'd like to. It's so funny that came up because me and Vinny were having it. I was like, oh, no, this is great. It's another life moment. And I keep them coming, Vin. Vinny's like, you know, I did all my kids and all my stuff early, and now it's your turn. Do it. I mean, Hooman will be next. We got Bryn who's got a wedding coming up.
Yep.
Will Hooman be next?
We're done.
We are done.
Oh, Rudy will be way before
What would
me.
You like to announce, Hooman?
Humongous movie review, and if you guys could like our picture on Instagram, that'd be really great because it only has 400 likes.
I know, you're not going to get past. Did you hear Vinny got engaged, Rudy?
Well, you know what? I saw the picture today, Vinny. Congratulations. I thought that said TBT. I thought it was like a throwback Thursday.
It is a throwback. Right. 3 months have gone by since he got engaged. Today's the day he told us.
It's okay. You don't have to.
Wow.
Today.
Vinny had to. Okay. I respect it. If you want to wait 3 months to tell your friends,
really?
That's all good. Maybe you have to clean
up
some stuff on the side.
I'm turning your mic off.
Yeah, a couple people to break up with. Good point, Rudy. More from Rudy after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.